Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Garden Conversation. And this morning, we're going to do one of my One Crop at a Time series. Sabina Churchill is here with me this
morning.
Good
morning, madame.
And except that it's in the One Crop at a Time series, but this is more, we're going to try to talk about more than one crop. We're going to talk about herbs. And there are lots and lots of herbs. In fact, I'm sure we're going to run out of time. So let's get started and start talking about a few of them. So I want to talk about basil first, because basil to me is one of the
ways of embrace summer.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people ask me about basil. And mm-hmm. I would say it's one of the more common plants that people want to grow. And you can grow it successfully here, but basically, in my opinion, needs to be inside. I have only seen a successful, thriving basil grow outside one place in the Upper Lynn Canal, and that's over in Skagway. And I was shocked and amazed at how beautiful and lush it was outside. But so, for the most part, plan on keeping it inside in a structure. You can keep it in your house or in a greenhouse or a hoop house or something like that.
On the windowsill even.
On the windowsill, yeah. That's right. So what's your experience with basil? I grow quite a bit of it every
right.
year.
Right. So we chuckled before the show because I don't particularly like to fess up to it. I get my basil start from somebody else because mm-hmm. it's a time of the year where I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. Then I start it in the greenhouse, then I probably get aphids, and then I 86 it out of the greenhouse mm-hmm. and have it outside. And it does survive. It doesn't thrive. It doesn't really
right.
grow. But it survives. And what happens is, like with all herbs almost, they get much more woody. And you have more
when they get
stem
stressed.
and exactly mm-hmm. and the leaves are not as soft.
Right.
So and it's you basil is that soft leaf and keep it in the warmth. Yeah.
Right.
All herbs are heat lovers.
And so. You mentioned one of the things about basil. It is an aphid attractant.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna
exactly.
get aphids in anything, it's gonna be basil.
Correct. And whereas other herbs, if you bring them in your greenhouse.
They can repel them.
They repel them,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
The oils, the potent oils of herbs, mm-hmm. what makes them smell so beautifully.
So I kind of want to back ourselves up a little bit and just talk about some herb stuff in general. I was going to say, oh, you need to prune basil. Well, you really kind of need to prune almost every herb. The plant likes to be pruned, likes to have their greenery taken off, and then they will regrow. And that's definitely the case with basil. The more you prune it,
the case with all plants.
With all plants, you're right, exactly.
Yeah.
But basil.
That's how we harvest, yeah,
and
exactly.
And herbs are mm-hmm. something that you use on a regular basis, whereas a tomato or something like that, you're growing it for the fruit, where herbs, you're growing it for the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So pinch them back. Cut them back regularly.
Avoid that they go to flower.
I do use my basil sometimes after it's gone to flower, and most of the time it's okay, but sometimes it gets bitter, and I think different herbs are different with that, so avoid flowering. And then I believe that for herbs, most of the time, drying is better than freezing or figuring out how to preserve them in that way.
You know, there are so many ways.
So
many ways. You can chop them up fresh when they're mm-hmm. always the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use them fresh. You can make them into little ice cubes.
Yes,
that's a great mm-hmm. way. And then you can lose the label like I very often do.
And then you have them in your freezer and you don't
right.
know what they
you
are.
You can process
yeah.
them and make a gremolata. Mm-hmm. Or you can embrace the fall by making a pasta sauce and put them already in.
Right.
But I herbs, they're the sky is the limit how
right.
you can preserve them.
I do find that you get the best flavor if you make them into something. Like I use my basil to make it into a pesto or all
right.
sorts of sauces. Rather than, I know some people try to keep the leaves and freeze them. I have not had much success with
it's
that.
It's much, much better. You can still do that, but maybe put a little bit of oil in as
mm-hmm.
a binder and to catch the flavor.
And that holds mm-hmm. the flavor. That's the thing, is you
okay.
lose a lot of flavor. Okay, so that's kind of it in general herbs. So now let's move on and talk about some other ones.
Right, so we have so many categories with mm-hmm. herbs because we do have a couple of perennial herbs in our areas.
Like
one
what?
Is oregano.
Uh-huh.
There might be a better culinary oregano, but oregano, a lot of them are perennial here. Tarragon is one, which travels by rhizome, so careful. It's a beautiful one and very reliable. And then we all have a few microclimates in my yard. I just lost a sage plant after 8 years, which is, to my own amazement, 8 years for a sage.
8 years. 8 years. Wow.
I know, but now it's dead.
Mine only lasts a couple years. Wow.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. then, you know, sage is not technically a perennial here, but sometimes you have these little niches in your mm-hmm. yard, or you're blessed and live on pie dirt with good soil and good sun and mm-hmm. less wind.
Right, yeah.
But we have a lot of herbs which are self-seeding, and I find that rather interesting. So I hardly ever end up seeding dill.
Oh, I know.
What a beautiful self-seeder, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Winter savory is one of my latest ones, which I really love. I grow it outside. It is in a raised bed, mm-hmm. and it goes. It's tough to avoid the flowering. But it is a notorious self-seeder since 3 years now already.
So now, that's more of a bush, right? And so the flowers, in fact, Sabina brought in a visual for it, and it smells so nice, the winter savory. So it's like a bush, and it the flowers drop on the ground? Or when you say self-seeder, what do you mean by that?
Is it a bush?
It's a plant.
It's a plant. It's a little bit like sage from the growing habit, that it has a woodier
it's
part to
woody.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very slender leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I do not cut down anything in the fall for various reasons. Mm-hmm. All plants need the substance to come through our winter.
Mm-hmm.
But more so, I just really leave everything there for the birds.
Mm-hmm. And especially the insects and the microbes.
Exactly.
And,
if mm-hmm. you let get your herbs go to seed, you have, like, if there is a bird around in the winter, he will find your yard. Mm-hmm. It's very rewarding. Yeah.
So you just let the plant be, and just like
exactly,
dill.
And it's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. still in flower, mm-hmm. right? It looks fantastic in the yard where other plants are. My vegetables are a little questionable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thyme even self seeds in my yard.
Oh,
very
thyme
often.
Very much self seeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. Okay.
uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else do we have a self seeder? I do have a couple which I. Cilantro is a self-seeder in my yard.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. Last years, I should say. We had two very interesting winters mm-hmm. where the ground didn't freeze before the snow covered the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think therefore we got away with a lot of plants which mm-hmm. otherwise in a hard freeze wouldn't have made it.
And what I do with cilantro is if mine, I plant it in clumps, like mm-hmm. 15, 16 in a clump. And every once in a while, there will be one that will go to seed. And once it's gone to seed, cilantro loses its flavor. You need to get it when it's young.
Right.
But I don't get distressed anymore when it does go to seed because, one, it's a very good pollinator plant. The pollinators
right.
love cilantro flowers. And then it goes to seed, and I have found that I save that seed. And so even though it doesn't fall on the ground and is a seeder in that way. Instead, what I do is I take those seeds and I actually plant them. So that's cilantro. What about mint?
Yeah, mint, of course. It's a perennial, right?
It is a perennial.
Not all mint varieties, but a lot of them.
So what I find is with mint, I have a lot of different varieties of mint. In that I have a chocolate mint and I have a spearmint. But you can't, I guess you could plant them in different parts of your property. But instead what I do is I plant them in containers. And I have the containers next to each other.
Right.
So I keep them separate. And that kind of controls mint because mint's invasive.
It is invasive. Yeah. Which could be good and bad, right? Mm-hmm. There's always that
it's love true.
And hate relationship to that. Sometimes you need to cover ground and sometimes you don't.
And I always say to people, plant your mint in a place where you do not care if
so
it goes crazy.
The bottom line is I think we all should plant a lot of herbs, even if you do it nonchalantly and just throw a few seeds out there. You support the local population. If you have fruit trees, you attract a lot of pollinators, so that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the thing is that I've learned from you, you always have fresh herbs going. And you
I know.
Use,
I
and
love
you
it.
Utilize a lot of fresh herbs
oh,
in
yeah.
cooking. And it makes such a difference in cooking. Fresh, I miss them so much in the winter now that I've started using them more.
Right.
It's just a good habit to get into. It makes your food taste so much fresher just to add a few fresh herbs.
I can only agree.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk a little bit now about where to plant them. And as we have said, we've got a lot of different plants. And so let's, where should I plant them? What?
Right. So all herbs, without any exception, have one thing in common. They are sun lovers.
Mm-hmm.
They
it's
all
true.
Adore sun and heat things. Heat is good.
Mm-hmm.
There is a point to it, of course. You can also torch a plant, right?
Probably not here too much because
no,
our
rarely
sun
happens.
Will only last a day or so.
Darn, it doesn't happen here too often. So good drainage is mm-hmm. a key. I love to plant all my herbs in all over my vegetable garden and where also my fruit trees are growing. I kind of
like
have,
under your fruit trees? That's
it's
shady
it's
then,
in
right?
the same area,
in the area.
Kind of,
okay.
sort of. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have the fruit trees on the outside of my vegetable garden, mm-hmm. and the vegetable garden just happens to be right there in the middle. And once on a wild hair, I don't find a spot for a new tree and I just plop it right into my carrot bed or something like that. It's ridiculous. It's a great mix because there is a whole list to companion plants, what mm-hmm. grows well with each other. So sage and onions, not such a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said cucumbers and sage,
yeah,
they take the
right.
flavor.
I read in doing some research for this, I read that mm-hmm. don't ever plant sage next to cucumbers because cucumbers mm-hmm. will start to taste like the sage, which was interesting to me. I'd
yeah.
never had that experience.
So what I do is I, as said, there are a lot of self-seeders.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if I want to emphasize a little bit, I don't want to rely only on the self-seeders. I literally just go with a mini bit of seeds like for dill, like for chervil or mm-hmm. Cilantro. I just go into the yard and just literally throw them where I'm going to grow my carrots. And the occasional plant comes up and it's plenty
wow.
for my
mm-hmm.
needs. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I am much more, controlled in my mm-hmm. herbs. I like to have my herbs exactly where
you
I
know
want,
where you get
where
to harvest them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Smart
and,
move.
And so it's just different styles for sure. And I find that where I live, most of my herbs need to be inside, except not oregano. And my tarragon that I got from you, Sabina, died after a couple of years. So
which
I have to get
amazing.
I have to get another one. Yeah. It the thing was is that it was in a raised container, and
yeah.
that is everybody needs
never
to be aware
idea,
that when
yeah.
you've got raised containers and you get a year that gets saturated with water, they can freeze. And mm-hmm. I think that's what happened with my tarragon. So
so what I tried in the last season, more out of a never-ending problem with aphids in my greenhouse year after year after year. So I brought a lot of herbs into the greenhouse. I usually had in a heat sink in front of the greenhouse, like thyme, like rosemary and sage.
Mm-hmm.
The sage did not like it. The thyme did not like it. The rosemary loves it. And the rosemary has a funny sensation now that it grew so fast and slender that it doesn't have a woody stalk, so you can
so
even
that,
chop up the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the fresh rosemary
mm-hmm.
is really nice in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do find that if you cut back the many herb plants, you can get that fresh growth because the new,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
The new fresh stuff will happen when you trigger it, when you really cut it back.
Exactly. So. Pruning for herbs or AKA harvesting is
right.
a great thing.
Yeah.
yeah they
and,
love it. Yeah.
And to do it frequently. Don't be afraid to cut it back, even if you're not going to use it. One thing that we didn't talk about here as we come to the end is we didn't talk about parsley. Parsley is, I think, one of the easiest things to grow here. You just put it in the ground. I do start mine as a start in the spring, but I put it in the ground and I watch it grow.
Exactly.
But you need to harvest it because it will keep growing if you harvest it. If you don't, it's going to... I put parsley in my planters a lot because it's mm-hmm. a beautiful plant and you can keep harvesting and it just keeps...
It is, and it looks very similar to one I love to plant, and that's bunching celery. They look very much alike.
Yeah, and I don't know
very
bunching
easy
celery.
Mistake. And bunching celery is just not developing a thick stalk.
Mm-hmm.
So you just use the
leaves.
The leaves, and they're very fragrant and mm-hmm. Just beautiful.
Cool.
Just beautiful, yeah.
All right. Well, our time is over. Thank you so much, Sabina, for coming and talking.
Let's go and cook something now.
Yeah, let's go and cook and eat. So, all right. Well, happy gardening, happy garden planting, or not planting, planning is what I was going to say, this winter. So, happy gardening.